I just want to remind you that that was written in 1951, a jazz classic. And I mentioned at the beginning, that was a tone parallel to Harlem. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. It's quite a few. And every time I hear it, I hear a little bit different, a little bit more, a little bit that I hadn't recognized before. I truly believe that is a classic, and considering it's 75 years old, in the jazz world, that's a long time, and it sounds like it holds up during that period. It tells the story. It delivers Harlem right to your ears, and it's really quite an amazing piece, a tone parallel to Harlem, and it's, again, from the album that I've been featuring today on my historical segment, which is Ellington Uptown, as I mentioned, from 1951. An album that didn't take long to become a classic, but was at first greeted with suspicion because Johnny Hodges, who admittedly just a fantastic, I love Johnny Hodges, had left the band. So what you heard just now had no Johnny Hodges playing alto, and that was a different sound at that stage of the band's life. And people thought, I don't know, it's going to sound different. Can Ellington pull it off? He pulled it off. Ellington Uptown, again, one of my favorite albums, and for almost all the tracks, which I hum along with all the solos now. I've heard it so many times. But that tone parallel to Harlem is a remarkable achievement in jazz writing and playing. Ellington played it a lot in concerts. He loved it, and it's reported that he said it was his, he thought, his most important extended work. And that is our historical segment for today, the Duke Ellington Band. And I wanted to play it for several reasons. One is sort of obvious. They caught my ear for during Fun Drive a couple of weeks ago, but it is still Black History Month, and I think it's appropriate to have one of the incredible jazz masters reflected during that month. And in the meantime, it sort of snuck us into the last hour of our show today, and while we rest up after the trip to Harlem, I'll let you know what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, you can do that, and you can do it in the knowledge that your contributions to Fund Drive and all together allow us to keep doing this. So you'll be hearing that message for quite a long time, I sincerely hope. And this program within all of that is called Voyage. My name is Keith Black, and bring you jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays Live. And as I mentioned earlier, streamed and archived at ckuw.ca, so you can listen anytime. Well, we'll get back now to a long way from Harlem, to the local scene, actually. The Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, which is one of the premier bands, large ensembles in Canada now. And they have a brand new album called Forgotten Stories Suite, which it's the title is the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra and Sean Irvin, and along with Richard Gillis is still the artistic director and conductor, but Sean is the guest here. Sean Irvin, who's the composer of some of the music, poetry, and lyrics, plays alto, piccolo, flute, clarinet, bass clarinet, and soprano sax. So he's a very busy cat here, and he is composer and their poetry and lyrics that have to do with the concept of the Forgotten Stories Suite. The other people are a lot of the familiar names with the WJO, with Sean Hicks, Matthew Walden, Andrew Littleford, Neil Watson, Neil Cade, Joel Greer, Larry Roy on guitar, Will Bonas on piano and Rhodes, Carl Kohut on bassist, and Fabio Regnelli on drums. It's a really interesting album in that there is spoken word. There is the concept of the flowing movement throughout as the tracks are movements with introductions. And what you're going to hear today is the short Longing for Texas, and then movement two, which is Texas, for a reason that you might figure out from this. Here is the WJO and Sean Irvin from their brand new album called Forgotten Stories Suite.
My story dances in the line of moments, one in which what I can see is always beyond my reach. I've wandered through seasons, chasing what others throw recklessly by the wayside, spending a lifetime searching for something that others have found, yet it always seems to rest beyond my horizons. They can pray to save me, but what I am cannot be saved. Perfect my craft, build an ark, only to find I was left at the narrow. Carve away the stone, only to find what lies beneath is of value to none. How they envy me as I hold the world's finest wonders, their beauty in hand. Yet within these four walls, they fade of color and reek of loneliness. And how I lunge for moments in which emptiness might find fragments of fulfillment in a bottle which promises lies and takes beyond what it gives. Well, they can pray to save me, but what I am cannot be saved. How can a sinner be saved if they know only sin? How can I know love if I've never been loved before?
Thank you. If he trusts me. Thank you.
That's a very neat album, and eventually you're going to hear the whole thing. I can almost guarantee that. That's the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with guest, well, he plays about eight instruments, but he did a composing and wrote the lyrics and the poetry, Sean Irvin, and that's their brand new album called Forgotten Stories Suite. And it's really worth listening to and worth supporting. The WJO is, I've mentioned this so many times, has come a long, long way in what it does in the couple of decades and more that I've been doing this show. They have developed an amazing complexity and sophistication and ability to just, they can hold their own within any large ensemble anywhere, period. 12:25. My show is getting along here. I'm going to move now to an album that actually the first track I'm going to play won a Grammy this year for the group, and the album is Trilogy 3. And Trilogy 3 is an album that was recorded some time ago because Chick Corea is the pianist there, and he died a few years ago. And this is just released last year and won a Grammy. Brian Blade is on drums and Christian McBride is on bass. That's quite a trio. It's really neat. And this track, which is called Windows, won the Grammy Award for individual jazz performance, and I'm going to play that one plus an old standard jazz tune called Tempus Fugit. Here's Trilogy 3.
Thank you.
Trilogy 3, with Chick Corea on piano, Brian Blade on drums, and I'm blanking on who is on bass there. Hang on just a minute. That's what I get for putting away all my notes too early here. Christian McBride, how could I forget that, on bass from the album, one track of which won a Grammy this year, recorded a few years ago and just released in 2025. And that last track was called Tempest Fugit, and that certainly describes this morning because it's flying away. I'm almost at the end of my show here, and I'm going to play... I can't do justice to the album that I'm going to sample with a little bit of the time that's left. And I apologize. You're going to hear me talk now for a lot longer than I wish I could play more of the album. But I need to say that the spoken word is not entirely broadcast worthy, if I can put it that way. This is an album by saxophonist Mark Turner, with some very interesting people: David Varelis on piano, Jason Palmer on trumpet, Matt Brewer on bass, and Nasheed Waits on drums. The album is called Reflections on the Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man. And its background is that 2 decades ago, Turner was looking, undertook a review of African-American history, and in the Schoenberg Center for Research in Black Culture in Harlem, he came across a rack of history books. Among them was The Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man by James Weldon Johnson, a very early civil rights activist, diplomat, and professor, who, among many of his other accomplishments, is known for writing in collaboration with his brother the tune Lift Every Voice and Sing, considered to be the Black national anthem. And in the last track of this album, David Varelis references that tune. This is the part that I need to read that gets a little out there. The book is a semi-fictional account set in post-Reconstruction America, I'm quoting this now, of a biracial man able to pass as white during a fraught history in the country's period in the country's history. For Turner, it was not an abstraction. He says, "I hadn't ever read a book that talked about passing before. At least I hadn't talked about one that about passing that was written that early on. And in my family, we talked about that all the time because my mother can pass. Also, my great aunts did exactly what the protagonist does in the book." And I'm going to have to leave that with you as to entirely how that works out. But Turner was struck by how Johnson, in his book, covers a lot of the issues in quite a nuanced way, and more nuanced than I think the issue of, I'm quoting Turner now, more nuanced than I think the issue of, I hate to use the word race because I don't actually believe in it, maybe phenotype is a good word, affects people's lives in America and actually most other parts of the planet. This is a very unusual album. I mean, it's got some great jazz, and you're going to hear some of the great jazz right now to take us to the end of our show. But it also has the spoken word of quotes from the book that is referenced in The Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man. And basically, it's about the struggle of someone who can pass who decides not to and decides to accept and celebrate the fact that he is African-American when many of his friends are saying, "Are you kidding me? Why would you do that? You don't need to, you shouldn't become part of that. Look what you're getting into." And that's the story and the nuance that that is talked about in this book. I have to leave the album to you to check it out if you are interested, because it's just something that I can't do justice with playing a lot of the spoken word stuff. It's on Giant Step Arts. It's called Reflection on the Autobiography of an Ex-Colored Man, with Mark Turner on saxophone and the leader of the group. I'll take us to the end of our program today and to the end of my programming in Black History Month with this amazing example of that. And this is movement 4, actually. I'm going to play New York, and it's basically a musical one without the voiceover. And I hope that your day is going well. I hope that your week is going well. I hope that you come back again next week when I'll be around with 3 more hours of jazz from who knows where. And thank you again to all of you out there who participated in Fund Drive and got us not that far away from our goal. And we thank each and every one of you for your support of this station. My name's Keith Black, and I will take us out now with a little bit of an acknowledgement of Black History Month with Mark Turner on saxophone from his album on the autobiography of an ex-colored man. Bye for now.